Welcome back to another episode of Black Girl Fly. I am your girl, Ava.
And I'm Tashonda.
Oh, gosh, that sounds so weird. All right. We're going to work on this. Maybe I have to be Ava Marie.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, we're going to work on that intro, y'all. We're still getting used to this new name stuff. But anywho, we wanted to talk this episode about visioning. And y'all already know how we feel about visioning. We do an episode every year.
Every year
about this. Because it's just that important. But what's going on with our visioning for 2023? Because, you know, you just asked me about this and I was like, yo.
I thought you were going somewhere with it, but okay.
Like, what?
Well, for me, so a couple things that have happened for me that I'm really trying to work through is I now have a lot going on.
Yes, you do. Overnight.
And so I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, like, how to spend time. Like, I feel like I've abandoned my planning for my future, if you will. Like, not in a way. And so now I'm trying to figure out, like, how to get back to it. Like how can I make small steps as a busy mom before working, like, everything?
Yeah.
Like how do I make sure that I leave that time? And by the way, I'm also a newborn mom. And so I'm not getting up because I wake up every 3 hours at this point.
Right.
So how do I incorporate that part into my life is kind of really where I'm at now. And not forgetting about it. Like, so lately I've, like, pulled out some of my old some of my old things and, like, making sure, am I looking at this? And then I got a call with an opportunity this morning. I was like, does it fit? I don't know. I gotta sit down and I gotta figure it out. So I'm really trying to figure it out still, trying to figure out how to do that without having a lot of time like I would normally do, or like I had in the past, to really flesh it out.
And you do a lot of stuff. I mean, It's so interesting. My view on, for me personally, I've been in this space of, like, yeah, I'm a planner. I just love the feeling of planning and imagining.
Mm-hmm. Does it make you feel like you have more control? Like I got this, or?
Not necessarily. For me, it's more just like, I don't know, it's just a creative outlet for me to imagine what could be.
Yeah.
And when I did my Clifton Strengths Finder, there's a strength around futuristic. Is actually my number two.
Okay.
And this is just like a person who likes to live in the future. And I'm like, that's me, y'all. That's me.
Okay.
And so I'm totally content with just, like, being in this space that doesn't exist and, like, imagining it.
Yeah.
But what I realized is that I get too comfortable in those spaces. And so I really have to, like, as a practice, focus on execution.
Okay.
And doing the thing that's going to get me to this.
So is space. It more like you're kind of out in the clouds and you have to bring yourself back in and actually deliver on it?
And do those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my top 3 out of 5 on my Clifton Strength Finder are actually all within the realm of
executing. Okay, can you
explain
the Strength Finder?
Okay.
She just
jumped into that.
Yes.
All right, y'all. So last year I did I'm all into these personality assessments and things. I'm like, I believe, well, I've received messages from God saying that in my past, everything that I need, I already have, is inside of me, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've always been a person trying to better understand myself and how I can become the visions that I've had about who I can become.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I need to know how. Like, that just is in my...
So you're taking every quiz possible, is what you're saying.
Yes, I've taken almost all of them. I haven't taken Enneagram, which people love, so I think I need to take that. But I use them in many different ways, but the one that I love the most is Myers-Briggs, and that's what I've used. But we also, as an entrepreneur, I found it very important to do Clifton Strength Finder because I wanted to position myself in my business in a way that I'm operating in my strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm operating in my strengths, like, the business can operate in a strong way. But similarly, I think I need to staff people in their strengths. That's a different story. So I took this Clifton Strengths Finder, and they give you 34, there's 34 characteristics, mm-hmm. and they rank them where you are. Really, you pay attention to your top five. Like, these are the areas you really need to lean into in terms of your strength areas. And then the top 10 gives you a sense of, like, additional areas that you can feed so that you can be your best. The other 11 to 34, for me, I've made a conscious decision. Like, yeah, we all have weaknesses, but I feel like so many people spend time trying to improve their weaknesses mm-hmm. rather than just trying to staff their weaknesses yeah. or like finding other solutions rather than like pouring into your strengths and like just really going all in on those. And so that's how I approach the Clifton Strengths Finders in particular. I think it's a helpful thing to have in the work context. Though I did, my boyfriend and I, we shared our results with one another to see, you know, in our relationship, like how we show up. And we have 8 out of 10 of the same, oh, wow. like top 10.
That's crazy.
We're very similar.
That's insane.
We also have the same Myers-Briggs. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, we're very similar people, I think, which is, you know, what attracts us to each other. But we definitely have different, you know, strengths, yeah. I will say. You know, even though 8 of the 10 are the same, they're not in the same order. Mm-hmm. And the two that are different leans me more in the execution phase and him more in the strategy phase.
Okay.
Which means that he moves a lot slower on decisions than I would like, because I just want to do stuff and figure it out later. And he really wants to spend the time and, like,
yeah.
make the right decision once. And so we do complement each other in a lot of ways, but that's one huge difference. And so, anywho, that's a little blurb about Clifton.
Okay. So from that, you spend a lot of time kind of planning and whatnot.
Yeah. So though my second area in Clifton is strategy. And I think that's where this futuristic piece fits in. Like, I have a, you know, semi-strong strategy angle to my strengths, but execution, like actually getting it done, is an area of strength of mine. And people are always asking me, like, how I do so much stuff. Like,
yeah, you do things really quickly,
like so much random stuff.
Yeah.
And I do them fast, relatively yeah. fast, slower than I would like, actually, most
but
things,
but pretty fast
in comparison to everybody else. But it is because that is a strength of mine. Mm-hmm. And people get on me, especially in the DEI space, about moving so fast. And I'm just like, this is a strength. So you're trying to tell me. Like,
don't be me.
Like, don't be me. But I'm like, you actually probably just need me to partner up with somebody else. And yeah. like, then it works. So I'm trying to embrace this execution phase, is what I'm saying, in relation to vision board. So I was on the fence about if I was going to make a vision board or
what?
Not.
What? Yeah,
because I'm in this space of, like, just do what you know. If we just did what we knew, y'all, yeah. like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, we don't need no more new information. Like, just do the stuff you know to be true.
Yeah.
So that's why I was on the fence about it. But I definitely am going to do a relationship one with my boyfriend, a vision board. And I think I will do a vision board for this year, because I think from last year, or the last time we made it, it changed.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the last few years, similar to what you were saying. And that was like, ugh, why is this on my vision board?
Well, no, I was going to say that too. So that's why I think that I need to. So I didn't do one last year. And so I had been working. I told you, then, you know, with the previous year, when I was like, COVID had hit, and mm-hmm. it stalled a lot of things, it had changed a lot of things. Yeah. And as I sit today, I think I'm a very different person from
yes.
where I was 2 years ago.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting here going, like I told you, like, so I'm taking like a nomad season next
yes.
year, and so I'm trying to plan for that now, and then I'm trying to figure out what else I put in that, and I'm like, I'm actually not in the same headspace.
It's totally
at all
different.
And so that's why I felt like it was necessary. Like, I'm like, I have to regroup. Like, I need to right. to what I was saying earlier, mm-hmm. I need to find the new time, because it is very important yeah. that I really figure out what that picture looks like for me.
Yeah. And it does feel, it feels very different. Though I would argue, like, once we actually get it down on paper, I doubt it's very different.
Yeah.
But it just feels like it's so different, like, in our day to day. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I was
inspired. I was going to say, and I have two additional kids since the last time I did one.
Yeah,
and the kids are in a different space. So, like, before, yeah. I felt like I had more room to, like,
yes.
you know.
So it's different.
And I have less room now.
I'm excited. So we're, Tashonda was asking me, and she's like, when are we going to do these vision boards? Because I'm about to go on a trip. And so I was like, I got a solution.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So I've been inspired to do the next vision board digitally.
Okay.
And so I have been thinking about this for some years now, and like, but I was like, it doesn't feel the same. But I'm
so
convinced.
explain to me this digital thing. Like what do you mean?
So we're gonna create our vision board on a computer.
Well, I get that.
she's like, what? This is dope. Okay, so
I gathered that from the digital part.
You got that.
Can you give me a little bit more meat?
I mean, it's not deep, but it'll allow us, we're not going to be in the same physical space, so it allows us to do this together, you know, wherever
could
we are
in
the world.
Could we invite our listeners to do it with us?
I think we could, yeah.
Yeah, so you got, wait, so first of all, we got to get some people to tell us that they want to do it with us.
Okay, yeah. So y'all need to let us know. Y'all want to do a vision board, virtual vision board party.
Like, that would be super dope. It will also be the first time that we've interacted with our podcast.
Yeah, so I think people. We can do this. So we're going to set a date and we'll let y'all know when we're going to do this.
Okay.
And so yeah, it's very easy to do. And it still can look very, you know, however you want it to be, however creative and abstract you want it to be, or it can look very linear, right? Because it's on the computer. And so this can be done easily in Canva. And you just really Google your images, so you have now the world of images to pull from to be as specific as possible. Whereas with magazines, we know we're limited by based on the types of magazines that we have. And so we started incorporating a few years ago of printing stuff out addition to using magazine images. If you feel so strongly about those magazine images, you can scan them and still upload them.
You can probably find a digital copy of that same magazine.
You can probably find it, yeah. But I'm like, so this just allows us more freedom and access to the types of images that we put on our board.
Okay.
But also, it can look so, I feel like the options are so much more vast. And you can carry it with you all the time. Now you can put it on your phone. You can put it, you can print it out if you want to and not have like the quality suffer. You can make it really big. You can print it out small so it fits in your planner. Like you have so many more applications, I think, to the use of it.
Okay. I like it. No, so it is cool. And I do. So one thing that I enjoy about vision boarding, though, and that I want to make sure that we incorporate is the community part of it. Like talking about it and working through it. So we're going to do that, guys. So we're going to put it on events and we'll put it across multiple cities. So you guys be able to get through there or whatever. Let's go. I'm ready.
So we're doing a vision board. It's time. It's so time. But I guess I would ask is there anything else that you would share about vision boarding specifically or visioning? Like this is one of our hallmark topics.
I was going to say, so just a reminder to people that, so there was a Harvard study, I mentioned this in our first episode probably 2 or 3 years ago, but there was a Harvard study done and they were asking about what does the most successful people in the world, what do they have in common? Like what is the magic sauce that makes them successful? And what they found was that the people, they write things down and they look to them daily.
Yes.
And so guys, this is just a way to incorporate really that concept into your life, because we know, right. And so why this happens, by the way, it's not because they're more genius than anyone else, but it's that when you have a constant reminder of what it is that you're going after and what your goals are and what your life wants, what you want your life to look like,
right.
It's just in your daily activity, you'll start to transform the things you do to be more aligned with what it is that you want. And so guys, I know that this seems like light. We talked about how fun it is. We talked about how we like these things, but that's what's behind it. Like, it's powerful. It could really change your life. Another note, so people say that that naturally everyone over plans goal wise for like your short term goals or year long goals, but largely they say that we under planned for 5-year goals.
Right.
And so guys, this is a way to really think about where it is you're going, what it is you're doing, what is your long-term plan, how to optimize getting there. And so I just can't say how meaningful it is and how powerful it is to your life. But.
Yeah. The other thing that I learned this last year was Damon John's goal strategy.
Okay.
And so
we're going to have to put some affiliate stuff in, because you already talked about, what was the first thing? You were talking about the self-evaluation. What was that?
Right. Clifton's.
Yeah. We're going to put that in the show notes. And then Damon John, we're going to need some affiliate dollars.
He does have either a masterclass. I know he has a course specifically about the goals that you can purchase. So I'm like, yeah, we need some affiliates from y'all. But anywho, so his philosophy, and I know I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to do my best. It's 1 year, 2 years, 5 year, 10 year, 20 year. That's the breakdown.
Okay.
And so you make 5 goals for the next 12 months. And they should be big goals, like goals that you would really have to stretch to meet, right? And so you make those your 1 year goals, 5 of those. And then you make 1 goal for the 2 year mark, 1 goal for the 5 year mark, 1 goal for the 10-year mark, and then 1 goal for the 20-year mark. So I messed it up. So it's 6 goals.
Okay. Try again.
So 6 goals for the 1 year.
Okay.
And then there's 4 additional goals. 2-year, 5-year, 10-year, 20-year. That's the part I always mess up.
Okay.
So 6 goals that you focus on in this interim year, and then you're thinking longer, you know, further out. And I thought, I was challenged by this, number one, because I never thought about 20 years.
No. The only thing I thought about that long was retirement. That's the only goal I've ever thought about out that far.
Yeah, I think that's for most people, right? Retirement. But even like with no specificity,
let me be clear. I had some goals like paying off my house, like those were my longer goals. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not. So if you could assign paying off your house to a 5-year goal, like just think about how different you would attack that.
Yeah.
If you're forced to put only 1 goal in 5-year, 10-year, 20-year, anywho. So this is my this is my first year trying this. So I'll let y'all know how it goes at the end of 2023. But I just thought it was fascinating, and it really challenged me on the types of goals I was putting in those longer range categories. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I thought it was interesting that you said we under plan for, you know, the future. But like, it was really like, oh, dang, are you going to wait 5 years to do this thing? Or like, can you really get this done in 10 years? Like, this is probably a 20-year thing. Yeah. And so it just helped put some perspective on some of those goals.
Okay. Well, that's good. I hadn't thought about it in that way. I'm going to have to check out that. It was a book. What's the book called?
I don't think it's a book.
It's a masterclass.
Yeah. They have an online course about it. But if you Google this concept, just say Damon John goals. Like, he's everywhere talking about this.
Okay.
He talks about it quite a lot in interviews.
Got it.
Yeah, so that's all I really have to add on this visioning piece. I'm going to be working in 2023 on execution.
Okay.
I don't want no new goals. Like, no
I think
new
you
plans.
Got I think you got more no goals than everybody else.
I mean, I may have a goal of $2.5 million in the business, but you know, Who doesn't have that? No, I mean, I do have some pretty lofty goals for this coming year, but I think with only six, like, that's not a lot. Like, you know, it really, for me, is going to allow me to focus in on doing on those, you know, lofty areas.
No, I like it. And I actually heard you guys, so you got your partner and you guys were both talking about that. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. Once again, I hadn't done it yet. So I'm going to come back to you guys with my six goals.
So what you're referring to is a bucket list.
Yes.
We have, well, it's not a relationship. We each individually have bucket list items. And these bucket lists, for folks who don't know, are like things you want to do before you die. And so we have, I keep our list.
Okay.
I'm the holder of the list. It lives in my phone. And like, we're just together and we'll be like, oh, add that to the list. Like, that's a common phrase. Like, oh yeah, add this to the list.
I'm going to make mine a little bit more concrete though. I don't know. I don't know if I want it to be a bucket list.
Like, this list is pretty concrete.
Okay. But I feel like you guys aren't assigning it. Like plans, like you do with the rest of your goals.
No, they don't have goals associated, like dates and stuff like that. But these are the things that will populate those plans. Okay. Okay. And so some things on there are like, my boo, he wants an IMAX in the basement. I'm like, this is so dumb.
It is not so dumb. Okay, sorry. So I'm just put you out there. What is one of your goals? So he wants an IMAX. What do you want?
I want a vineyard.
Yes, you guys see this, right? That's my point exactly. I know that you are not here, but I feel your looks. I do. I feel them.
I feel like that's completely normal.
But she, yeah. Me and her partner, we talked about this. He wants an IMAX. It's unrealistic. But she wants a vineyard, and it's fine.
I literally, like, that computes totally in my mind. Okay. I like wine. We're supposed to invest in things that we like.
Yeah.
So have a winery.
As long as you get like that some rosé and some sweet wines, I'll be, you know, a major like, contributor. I'll come.
And I just think about like my boo, he loves parties. And so we can supply the party with our wine. Like this just makes so much sense. Like my idea makes sense.
Okay.
IMAX, make that make sense, please.
All his friends gonna be watching the IMAX. You didn't get that? That's okay.
He don't even watch sports. So what y'all gonna be watching? What is it that you gonna be watching? Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done with that.
We've been hit off. Okay.
But anywho, so that's our bucket list. We have like these bigger items that will eventually populate our shorter term goals list. My list, I think, is very rational in that there are a bunch of just investments that I want to make on there. And my philosophy around investing is invest in things that you love and that you will do. And so I have a lot of stuff on there, like buy an airplane.
I can see you use an airplane a lot, actually.
And I will write. And so just exactly put your money where you're actually putting your money and have it work for you. And so that's what most of my list is, and some travel destinations. In his list, he got a whole party that he planning. That's like a $50,000 party. And I said, how are you going to pay for this? Apparently, he's going to get some sponsorship. But
this is Arthur's annual. You need sponsorship. Is it a write-off? No, it's not.
No. It's an annual party series. Okay. And it's very elaborate. And so this is the type of stuff that's on his list.
Does the guests have to pay to go?
No. Free for the guests.
I like that. I'll be there.
So if you get an invite.
I won't get an invite.
You better get on this invite list, okay?
I'll leave the kids.
So, but that's the kind of stuff he puts on his list. And that's kind of stuff I put on my list.
Okay. So, guys, you heard her go. So level up your goals. Because if you like me, I'm like, I need to level up based on what I heard.
Oh, my goodness. Whatever. No. But, yeah, we look forward to hearing y'all goals. We're looking forward to...
And we're going
to
schedule it. We're going to put it out there for you guys. So, be looking for our invite to our digital visioning party.
Yes. Until next time, y'all. I'm your girl, Ava Marie.
And I'm Shauna Dixon. And we are Black Girl Fly.